Japan, which is one of the most beautiful countries, is losing female citizens due to the high number of suicides that occur every single day. The reason is that thanks to COVID-19 and thanks to the quarantine, thousands of Japan women gained weight. They lost relatives and started feeling cold, thing that in Japan is unacceptable since Japan's beauty standards and studying standards are very, very high. This can become very dangerous since it's a super weak population, since they need more, since Japanese obtain more nationalities, since their citizens are not interested to reproduce or have any type of kids. If Japan continues losing women, the amount of citizens that they will have, it will obviously decrease more, and there will be low chances that more people could start reproducing. The first known transgender soldier from South Korea, Byung, who protested against discriminatory and transphobic kind of laws, has found dead at the age of 21 years old. This appears kind of to be like a suicide, since she had a sex resignatory surgery when she was in the period of depression, thing that made like an extended period that make it more painful for her to recover. This is very serious also, because the suicide in South Korea that comes from depression can be considered almost normal, since it's a country that's actually not known to be like everything is pink. No, since also South Korea is a very misogyny, homophobic and transphobic country. So if you heard about someone that committed suicide, that was depressed and also part from the LGBTQ community, and that was from South Korea, you should not actually be surprised, since South Korea, it's a place where everyone is super reservative and they actually do not support the LGBTQ community. Now, have you ever said, oh my gosh, I wish I wouldn't live in Earth and I wish I could go live in Mars? Well, you can actually be out forever alone your whole life if you want to, since a project is being started in which scientists are going to choose 24 people, 12 men and 12 women that will be allowed to travel on Mars until 2016. And this will be the first humans who will be able to stay on Mars approximately 24 hours. This is not known yet, since scientists will make kind of like recruit around 100 people and the list will decrease. But actually, if you want to buy a ticket and try to see if you get in, and you can stay among those 24 people to see if you can live in Mars forever alone without watching that girl that bothers you, you're more welcome to do it, since scientists are open for more requests. Lately in the United States, deaths of Asian Americans have been reported again. And this is not the first time it happened, since also when the period of Black Lives Matter, it was also kind of like a trend. Since thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, racist and xenophobic people from the United States started to like say, no, it's the Asians' fault. And literally there has been videos from Asian American people that are just recording or are just even walking in the streets, and then some random person comes and tells them, oh, thanks to you we're in this pandemic, and they literally punch them on the face. There has also video which is from a very known streamer that she's Asian American. She was walking down the streets recording, like making her daily vlog, and then this random woman comes and punches her on her face. And in that video, she explained how it was very difficult to be an Asian American living in the United States during the coronavirus pandemic, since there's lots of racist people in the United States that even made fun of her for just being Asian. And also, these Asian people have been protesting against police, because there has even been assassins where, like, there has been, like, first they started killing the older people from 30 to 70 years old, and then they started going to kill younger people, like 16 to even like 3 years old kids. Think that's also very, very serious, but the police actually has done nothing, since this is the second time that happens. Also, an event of protest that is make that's having to come again will be the absence of women the 9th of March in Mexico. And you will ask yourself, wait, but why women will not will randomly disappear from Mexico on the 9th of March? Well, the answer is that in Mexico, 9 women are killed per day, without counting the women that are sexually abused and physically abused in their house. This movement is to make kind of Mexico, to see how will Mexico be without women. Since some people say, well, Mexico will be okay without women. But the first time that this happened, lots of men started, no, we do need to save women, since a day without women, it's very difficult. Also, some people started to think, wait, but what it will happen, if one day my mom, my sister, my grandma will die and the police has not made anything. This is another reason why we're making this movement, since the police has literally not done nothing for the 9 deaths of women that occur per day. Sometimes the police even sets free the abusers. And why do I say this? There's because we proved that even the governments inside the government, there have been people being accused of sexual harassment, and they just pay oh, here you go, 1,000,000 pesos, set me free, and the police literally sets them free. This is why this movement is very important, since if we continue like this, women in Mexico may disappear.